Well, I don't know if you can tell, but it is absolutely bouncing here. 95th minute equaliser from Cole Palmer against his former club. Chelsea performing out of their skin. Thiago Silva walking in front of the Matthew Harding right now. This has been Chelsea's best performance of the season. Across 99 minutes, they went toe-to-toe with the European champions, the Premier League champions, the FA Cup winners, the treble winners, the potential world champions in a few months' time, and actually outperformed them. This team of young bucks are only just getting started, and there is so much more to come. Pochettino with an inspired Mike Bassett-esque 4-4-2 with Breuer coming at the end. Seeing the equaliser come in. Chelsea Football Club have done it against Manchester City and are only getting started. Next time, 3 points. Into the international break we go. But before we do that, let me hand you over to Tom and Jordan for their thoughts on the game.
Yeah, that was absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. An incredible game of football. And I love to see both Palmer and Sterling, of course, Man City's former players, scoring against City. Now, I will talk specifically about Raheem Sterling because I wanted to talk about him. Obviously, we've spoken about him a few times. You know, his big games so far this season have both come against Luton and Burnley, two newly promoted sides into this league. So it was great to see him really, really look the part today in a big game against a big team, obviously his former team, and really want it. I thought he was brilliant. I thought he was, you know, making those runs into the box that we've seen. We haven't seen enough of, I should say. You know, we've seen them a couple of times this season, but this was the time where he really, really actually wanted it, and he went in and he proved himself that he can do it and should be doing it more and more against these top teams. Obviously, Manchester City, they don't get better than that, as Louis said. You know, European champions, treble winners last year. And he really caused some problems today. He wasn't the only one, but he really did. And I wanted to focus in on him. Obviously, took his goal well, although you couldn't really miss that. Really nice pass from Reece James from their mistake. But I thought today, Raheem Sterling really set himself apart from the Raheem Sterling we've seen so far. And that is the standard that he needs to keep now. We've got to move on after this international break. But Sterling today, I thought, was very good.
Boys. What a unbelievable game of football. The young lads of Chelsea going up against, as Lou said, the treble winners, taking them to it, getting them on the ropes. I thought we had it almost. I thought we deserved it a little bit more than they did with a couple of lucky goals. Anthony Taylor obviously helping them out. I think it's time to start having a bit of a conversation about Caicedo. He looks out of his depth totally. I think, honestly, between him and Enzo, that's over 200 million quids worth of a midfield sitting there, and they've both been fairly poor. I thought Caicedo looked sluggish. He looked lethargic. He overcommitted in the build-up to Haaland's second goal, costing us. You know, we spent all summer going after Caicedo or Rice. We couldn't afford Rice for whatever reason, because they didn't want to play the premium of the British tax or the English tax, whatever they called it. And then we've gone for Caicedo anyway. And I have not seen yet, in my opinion, a performance worthy of his price tag, even close. Man City's midfield, for most of the game, were running absolute rings around him. And for the majority of the game, he was the most expensive player on the pitch. I think it's time to start having some uncomfortable conversations about Caicedo. I really hope he turns it around. But I'm starting to see some red flags and I'm getting a little nervous, boys.
I don't really know what to say about that game, but I was on Taylor Watch. I was on Chelsea Watch. Taylor Watch, this fucker, mate. He looked, they looked and looked for a pen. He had to find something. He was in Var's ear. He was saying, I haven't given them anything. Let's give them something. They're not in this game. City are struggling. Chelsea are on top here. I need to find something. I found a bit where Cucurella gets fouled and then he kind of touches Haaland after. Should we just give that? Yeah, fuck it. We're going to give that. This bald fuck every time, but they were too good. They were too good today. They deserve, when that Rodri goal went in, it was like, fuck. They do not deserve to lose that game, and they didn't lose that game. These boys have got a fight. This is what's, everyone can, I'm also on mid-table watch in terms of what's the difference between this season and last. The positions in the table might not look all that different. They are different. This is a different Chelsea. This is Chelsea with fight. Chelsea that turns up in every big game. They've walked away 3 draws against Liverpool, Arsenal and City. I'd argue they're the best team in each of those games. And then they smash Spurs. If we can figure out low blocks, we're a serious, serious side. And these young boys together, they will figure out that. They will find solutions. Poch will find solutions. This is something we can get behind. Up the fucking Chelsea.